You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is E-Commerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to E-Commerce Radio, your EPN channel where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores. Whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques, this is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Michael Klein and his business partner Basil Zobelos had their dream come true in 2005. Wholesale Poster Frames was founded, eventually to expand into Poster Frame Depot, bringing 100% American-made poster frames to business and homes all over the United States. Visiting with us today is one of the co-founders, Michael Klein. Welcome, Michael, to E-Commerce Radio.
Oh, thanks very much, Eric.
Hey, you're welcome. So tell me, what made you get into the manufacture of poster frames?
You know what it was, Eric, is we were just tired of not really having any options out there. And the only place that you'd be able to purchase a poster frame of an unstandard size would be at a local frame shop or possibly some of the craft stores. And what we found is that it was not a great experience. It was hard to put an order in, and the price was outrageous. And a lot of the times, the quality of the products was just inferior, and we just wanted to try to figure out a better product at a better price point for our customers.
And what makes your frames different from other frames commonly found in most chain stores?
Well, we've got a bunch of major differences. One of them, and as you had in your introduction, is it's 100% made in the U.S., and that's every possible component of that frame is made right here in the United States. That was important to us only because, we realized what kind of a struggle we're having in this country, and we'd like to, get the guys working and extruding aluminum down in South Carolina and Kentucky. And where our plastic is made in Michigan, I know that they've had a bunch of issues, just getting good paying jobs. And we felt that what would be better is to try to make sure that all of our parts and frame materials were manufactured here in the States. And what that allowed us to do is really, pay special attention to the quality. One of the things that you find on imported poster or picture frames is inferior quality. And that's what we were very disappointed at seeing that. The other huge advantage that we have is because we sell literally thousands of frames every week, we've been able to make special specifications for our materials. For instance, our lens cover, some folks call that acrylic, plexiglass. Those are just some of the common names. Our lens covers are made specifically for us, and they have a special UV coating on them that prevents the print from being damaged by sunlight or regular UV light that would be found in the incandescent bulb. We were able to offer that to our customers with really not much of a difference in price just based on the volume of plastic that we actually order at any one certain time. And one of the other things that was always a problem for those inexpensive, commonly found frames at chain stores is just the quality, the durability. Our frame is literally indestructible. The lens cover would not shatter, cannot break. You can literally take this frame and throw it against the wall. Besides, obviously, exterior scratches or to the surface, the frame itself is built very, very strong.
How can you charge so much less than the local custom frame shop?
Oh, Eric, that's an easy question to answer. You have to realize that when we purchase materials, we purchase our lens covers by the pallet. It's not uncommon for us to get a 20 or 30,000 pound delivery of just lens covers from our manufacturer, as well as the aluminum. When we purchase aluminum, we purchase hundreds of thousands of feet at a time. That's extruded right here in Kentucky for us. And what that allows us to do is to really pay a close attention to the cost that these manufacturers are charging. And because we buy in such volume, as opposed to the local frame shop, who literally is purchasing one or two frames at a time, we're able to purchase in large volume in bulk and convert the products right here in-house. So literally every frame is handmade to order, utilizing all the different parts that we purchase through the country.
And why is UV filtering so important in a poster frame?
I can't tell you. That's a question that we're asked all the time. A lot of folks will go ahead and they'll frame their print, and what they'll notice maybe a few years down the road is the print doesn't really have the brightness or the detail that it had early on when they framed it. And what they don't realize is without spending much more for the frame, in most cases our frames are significantly less than frames that do not have a UV filtering capability, that our frames will help to make sure that print is not only protected from any damage, but it'll also protect it from something that you can't traditionally see with just your eyes, which is that UV light. And what that does is it really plays tricks on the colors. It goes after the paper that the poster is printed on. It makes it very brittle and starts to degradate, and that's what we try to prevent.
Today we are joined by Mr. Michael Klein, co-founder of PosterFrameDepot.com, offering custom quality frames from the manufacturer here on eCommerce Radio, part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Michael, why do you not sell glass in your poster frames?
Oh, great question, Eric. I mean, you can think of a couple right off the top of your head. Majority of poster frames are larger. They're anywhere from 24 inches by 36 inches, and they go all the way up to 40 inches by 60 inches. And one of the worst things that can ever happen if we used a large sheet of glass like that is just a danger hazard. Can you imagine in your home hanging a 27 by 40 poster on your wall that has a glass lens, and God forbid that coming off the wall and falling would just be a terrible mess, besides the danger if it was above a bed, a crib, in your bathroom. You can go on and on and on. Besides that, glass has a couple of other really poor traits. Glass generates heat, and when you have a frame that has a sheet of glass in it, it will actually cook the print, and that'll help to destroy the image that you're trying to protect. And that's why another reason why we don't use glass. And one of the other ones that that's not always thought of is it's a very challenging product to ship. If we were to ship glass, besides the weight, the damage rate would be significant, where now we use a much better product. It's a UV plastic material that we have extruded specifically for us that basically eliminates all of those concerns. We have no breakage. We don't have that great heat buildup. And with the plastic, we're also to put in that UV barrier, which glass traditionally doesn't allow you any help in filtering out those harmful rays.
In what country are your frame components made in?
Right here in the good old USA. It starts in New Jersey. We have manufacturers in South Carolina, in Michigan, and we have a union extruding plant in Kentucky that extrudes all of our anodized and powder-coated aluminum frame profiles.
Could I purchase one frame at a time, or do I need to buy in bulk?
Great question. We sell every day frames that range in per order as one or two frames, and then we're capable of providing hundreds of frames for any one project that you have. We encourage folks just to shoot us an email or check out our site. The beauty is as you continue to purchase more frames from us, we add an additional discount. So not only are frames typically half the price of your local frame shop, we offer additional discounts as you increase the volume, but you can take advantage of our great discounted pricing by just purchasing one frame.
And for an example, we have a large framing project that we're working on. Could I send the prints to be framed?
Oh, you've got some real great questions. That question comes up often. We've worked with the federal government. We've worked with hotel chains. We've worked with school systems. You name it, we probably have done some business in that state. And we encourage folks that have those large framing projects to definitely give us a call or inquire by email. What we find is a lot of times, instead of just selling the customer the frame itself and having them go through the process of inserting their poster, most times we can go ahead and we can handle that right on site, making their job a lot easier and delivering the product fully framed and ready to hang on the wall, making it easier for everyone really involved.
So what we've learned is that your frames are made 100% in the USA. Your frames are also lightweight and have a special UV coating to protect the print. You also have every size in stock as they are made to order. Most orders are shipped in 3 days or less. That pretty much covers it, I hope.
That is correct. And the only thing I can add is a lot of times people say, well, how is that possible for you to have every frame in stock? And the answer to that is, Eric, we are the manufacturer. We manufacture the frame to order. When you go online and you purchase a frame from us, we're going to process the order. We're going to manufacture the frame by hand, and we're going to ship it out to you. And typically the whole process takes on average about 2 days, 2 to 3 days, and then it's based on just basic shipping time. So that's basically wraps it up for us here.
In conclusion, what advice do you have for our listeners on the way out who may be considering to start their own business and become future entrepreneurs in the e-commerce space like you have? Anything that comes to mind that you could lend to the listener?
Sure. I guess the most important thing, and I guess the reason why we've been so successful, is you really have to offer a quality product at a competitive price. And you really need to, take care of the customer and let them realize that we offer a product that's significantly cheaper than a custom frame shop, but it truly has a lot of added benefits that you wouldn't normally find. And I think that once people realize that, it's helped to build our business, and I believe that's why we're speaking now. Our facility is 27,000 square feet. Our headquarters is located in Derby, Connecticut. And we started out in just a little garage with an idea, and here we are close to 10 years later where we have hundreds of thousands of customers and a big, great facility here. And we're looking forward to continuing to grow.
That is absolutely phenomenal. Been great to have had you. We've been speaking with the co-founder, Michael Klein of PosterFrameDepot.com, offering custom quality frames from the manufacturer. And one more time, that website is simply PosterFrameDepot.com. Michael, thanks so much for joining us here today on e-commerce radio.
Thanks for your time and have a great day now.
And you too. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to e-commerce radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to e-commerce radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.